Hey everyone, David Chalian here. You're probably wondering why you haven't been hearing from me in the Daily DC feed. That's because I have a new podcast and it's called the CNN Political Briefing. There you'll find the same analysis from me that you're used to. Today, we're going to give you a preview of the latest CNN Political Briefing episode. Don't forget to find it and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN Political Director. I helped shape the political coverage here at CNN by overseeing the reporting of our outstanding politics team. In this podcast, I'll be sharing our coverage with you, along with my insights to tell you what you need to know every weekday in 10 minutes or less. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, August 19th. It's night three of the Democratic National Convention, and Kamala Harris and Barack Obama will be taking center stage. Also today, we'll talk about Donald Trump's attempt to actually get his supporters to vote by mail. And finally, a definitive bipartisan Senate report says the Russia election interference campaign was not a hoax. We're halfway through the Democratic National Convention, and these next two nights are going to be the biggest yet. Tonight, you're going to see a couple things. You're going to see Kamala Harris, the senator from California, accept her nomination as the vice presidential running mate on the Biden-Harris ticket in a history-breaking moment. The first woman of color to be on a major party ticket like this. And all evidence that we are gathering now suggests her goal is to make sure that everyone in America can see themselves in a part of her story. Her aides are describing the speech is going to be extraordinarily inclusive of everyone in America, and so that everyone can feel that the Biden-Harris team will fight for everyone's equality. In addition to Kamala Harris's biggest night of her political career, you are going to hear from some of the other most powerful women in the Democratic Party. You will see Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, and the 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton will be giving her speech today. And tonight's clear focus on female voters at the Democratic Convention comes just one day after the 100th anniversary of ratification of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, making sure that women got to exercise their right to vote as well. And of course, President Barack Obama will be delivering his full-throated support for Joe Biden, the man that he put on the ticket as his vice presidential running mate, in what is a highly anticipated speech from the former president. As you know, President Obama has not been shying away of late of taking on President Trump very directly. We'll see if he does that tonight in the speech. But certainly, just like Jill Biden was able to do last night at the Democratic National Convention, Barack Obama is going to be able to be a validator, provide testimonial of Joe Biden, the man who stood by his side and worked next to him for every day of 8 years in the White House. So that will be a big part of Obama's mission tonight as well. Now, here's what else matters today. Donald Trump's campaign actually had the audacity to send out a video with the president filling out his Florida absentee ballot for yesterday's primary there. As you know, we've talked about this, Donald Trump has been on a mission to try to blur the lines between universal mail-in voting and absentee voting by mail, as if they're radically different things. They're not. They're basically the same thing, but that does not stop him and his campaign from trying to muddy the waters.
So I'm signing today an absentee ballot. Absentee ballots are not universal mail-ins. These are really good. You have to work to get them, and you have to make sure everything's perfect, and you send them in, and very little can go wrong. So absentee ballots are good. Universal mail-ins, when you get inundated with these things, are bad and will lead to terrible things, including voter fraud, etc. But absentee is good. So get your application, send in your absentee ballots immediately. Thank you.
Folks, it's basically the same thing. Yes, in some states, everyone gets mailed a ballot. In other states, vote by mail is available if you submit an application for an absentee ballot. But the process is the same. And what Donald Trump is trying to do here, he's trying to save face a little bit because he understands more and more people are going to be voting absentee and by mail. He needs those voters too. And so he's trying to encourage in critical states like Florida, his folks, that it's okay to vote that way, but still trying to save face from months and months of undermining voting by mail. And finally today, the definitive bipartisan report from the United States Senate Intelligence Committee about the Russia interference campaign in the 2016 election. What is crystal clear from this bipartisan report is that Russia absolutely did work to interfere in the 2016 election, that it did so to help Donald Trump's chances of getting elected president and to hurt Hillary Clinton's chances in the election. And it really comes out and goes a bit further than Bob Mueller did in his investigation by saying that Donald Trump likely lied to Mueller and his team when answering questions about his communications with Roger Stone over WikiLeaks and what they were going to release in terms of the Clinton and Democratic emails. I know President Trump is painting this as evidence that it was all a hoax, but it's actually the opposite. This bipartisan report clearly shows that that entire election interference effort on Russia's part was not at all a hoax. It was very much reality. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. This podcast is a production of CNN Audio. Meghan Marcus is the executive producer and Haley Thomas is the senior news producer. Raj Makhija is our technical lead. Our episodes are produced by Will Cadigan, Mimi Mutessa, and Priscilla Alibi, and engineered by Francisco Monroy. David Toledo is the team's production assistant. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.